And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. You know, we oftentimes we read in Genesis 3 for the gospel, and I was thinking and meditating in the subject, and it came to my mind a couple of verses in the book of Genesis, and this is one. We know that Adam and Eve, they were created to dwell in the garden and to dwell for the Lord's glory there. But after sin came in, they were cut off from fellowship. And Adam and Eve, they tried to cover their sins by their own efforts. They're trying to draw near to God after they have sinned in their own self-righteousness, we could say. They sew thick leaves together and made themselves aprons. But we know that that wasn't acceptable before God. And we know men today, they want to cover their sins, their own ability, their own concept, their own idea. They want to be acceptable before God, but we know that that is not a way in which God is pleased. We know that that men trying to approach God by their own deeds, their own works, but that doesn't please God either. And God has given a remedy. We know that that wasn't acceptable before God, and God provided a way. We're going to see that in verse 20. Verse 20, the same chapter. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. What a wonderful thing we see here. You know, Adam and Eve, they confessed their sin before God. They confessed that they eat of the forbidden. The forbidden fruit, but they confessed their sins afterwards. I did eat, said the woman. And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So they confessed their sins. They acknowledged their fall, and God providing them a way so they could be covered. Nobody, the way they want to be covered, but the way that God provided. And Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. How could Adam said such an expression, the mother of all living, if the Lord condemned them? And they said, thou shalt return to the dust. Well, because Adam confessed his sin, and in such way he had acknowledged his fall, but he had acknowledged too that God would bring blessing to his soul. And what was the consequence in verse 21? And Aaron also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. What does it speak of? Coats of skins and clothed them. Well, that was the divine righteousness of God. Now based on the fruit of men trying to cover their fall, but in the based and effectual way that God provided in the base of blood shedding. It had to be necessary to shed blood. And we have right there from the beginning that God has provided the remedy for a sinful man, for Aaron, who was the first man, and he disobeyed God. But that disobedience did enter in, but by the obedience of one man, grace came in. And God made coats of skins and clothed them. What a wonderful thing. God revealing to Aaron the way that in which he was pleased to be approached of, by the way of shedding blood. And therefore, he speaks of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ shedding his precious blood. So, this is a way of introduction that I had in my mind. We're going to see several examples of that throughout the Bible. We're going to read in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 30. If I wash myself with no water, and I make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and my own clothes shall abhor me. You know, there it is. Job acknowledge that if he tried to wash himself with the purest of all waters, and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me into the ditch, and my own clothes shall abhor me. That's what we have with Aaron and Eve. They couldn't please God in their own self-righteousness. Job is telling God that even if I try to wash myself, I shall plunge me into the ditch, that my own clothes shall abhor me. Not suited to the presence of God at all. Only with the white garments of righteousness, divine righteousness that God has provided in the basis of blood shedding. We know that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. It is the blood of Christ that cleanseth us from all sin, and that gives us the white garments. God is satisfied with that, and God is telling that when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes us put on new garments that are suited to His presence, clean everywhere. No, like Aaron and Eve, they tried in the beginning. And Job knew this. And he was telling to the Lord that even if he tried to wash himself, he will plunge him in the ditch. And his own clothes shall abhor him. Now let's turn to Isaiah 64. Well known verse in Isaiah 64, verse 4. Sorry, verse 6. Well, we're going to start with verse 5. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wrath. For we have sinned in doses continuance, and we shall be saved. But there is a but. We are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like a wind have taken us away. All our righteousness, everything that man pretends to be right before God, it is as filthy right, something that stinks. Can you imagine that? Something that stinks, that is the righteousness of man. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like a wind have taken us away. So that is what are our self-righteousness before God, like a filthy rags. God has provided a way that if we believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be clean and put on new robes. Let's turn to Luke 15. It was addressed, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Verse 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. You know, we have the parable of the father and the son, and the son acknowledged his fall before God, and he acknowledged that he has sinned against God. But God has said, bring forth the best robe, new garments, new clothes that could be suited to my presence. Not the garments of self-righteousness as man pretends to approach God, but with the garments that God has provided by believing in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Once again, bloodshed. It was necessary, the bloodshedding, to be suited in order that we can be clothed, just like this, the skins, the aprons that God provided to Adam and Eve. And bring here the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that God has provided a way that we can be righteous. That's what garments speaks of. Righteousness. But here we have divine righteousness based upon blood shedding. Now let's turn to Matthew 22. Matthew 22 and verse 2, so we can have an idea. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent for his servants to call them that they were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent for other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all these are ready. Blood shedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant to his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. And when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent for his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Those that they were bidden were not worthy. Interesting. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, be to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came into the sea, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had no on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him, hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, those that they wanted to be approached by their own self-righteousness. That's what it speaks. Well, first of all, the nation of Israel was invited, but they didn't come. So he beat those outside, the religious leaders, and there were many lepers and tax collectors, those that they were sick. And then he went out to reach for the Gentiles, but there was a man that he was boasting that he was clothed with the garments of divine righteousness, but there was no reality. Now, in the basis of coming by faith, believing that God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord said that this man wasn't wearing all those garments in which God hath pleasure. Let's look a few verses in Romans chapter 10 to see what I'm trying to bring out. Romans chapter 10. Verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. What we have there, a man that is not submit to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. No more trying to obey the righteousness which is by the law, but faith which is in Christ. That's why we have in Romans 4:2. Romans 4:4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. We have another in 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians 5. Verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. We might be the righteousness of God in Him, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10. Verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. To give his life a ransom for many. That is Romans 10:45. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You know, we have a man that was blind. What did he do when the Lord Jesus called him? Verse 50, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. You know, we oftentimes we say, you know, this man didn't have anything but a garment. But if we look at this expression carefully, what does garment speak of? Self-righteousness. Just like Adam and Eve, they wanted to approach God in their own righteousness. And this man said, there is not a way to go to the Savior, to the Messiah. There is not a way to approach Jesus. I had to come to the end of myself. I have to acknowledge that I have sinned before God. Repentance, it was mentioned, was the first step. But when we repent, we get rid of all that can produce by my own deeds. A pleasure to God. This man said, I had to get rid of my everything that I'm boasting of, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He acknowledged that he was the one worthy to be followed. the only one that could save him. And we know that Bartimaeus is a type of the remnant of Israel. And in a coming day, they're going to realize that all that they boasted of, the seal of God that they had, it was worthless. They're going to recognize their Messiah, and they're going to come to Him in the way that God has provided, by believing His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that He was going to save them. The one that they crucified, the one that they nailed to the cross, he's going to be the same one that is going to bring blessing to them. But not in their own righteousness, but acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior. So, what a way to see. Now, I want to read in Philippians chapter 3 what the Apostle Paul experienced. Verse 4, Philippians 3, verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. Blameless. We have a man that thought that he was doing something good for God. But what did he realize in verse 7? But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness. We had Bartimaeus casting away his garments, come to the Savior just as he was. Poor, lost sinner. And said, have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Can you say that tonight? Have mercy on me, because all that I boast, my deeds, my good works, my self-righteousness, God had no pleasure in that. We see that with Adam and Eve. God has to kill an animal and provide a skin coat. And here we see another example of the Apostle Paul. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. The Apostle Paul told to Titus, know by words of righteousness which we have done, we are saved, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. wonderful thing. When we realize that I have nothing in my heart that I can approach God, but I'm a lost sinner, poor, wretched sinner. And I said, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me tonight. He will hear you, and He will give you eternal life, and you believe in Him. Now let's read in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, this is to Sardis, verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will call upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the saint shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. See, the garments that God has provided, which is the righteousness of God by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here are some professors that they were not coming in that way. Their words were found not perfect before God. There was something wrong. Something wrong. Professing believers. But what did the Lord say? He that overcometh the saints shall be clothed in white raiment. What a perfect way. Just as Adam and Eve. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 19, verse 8. Let's start with verse 7. In a coming day, this is a future when all the judgments to this world end up, and then the marriage of the Lamb takes place. And now we read in verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, that is the Lord Jesus, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Not by our own righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. And that is by the blood shedding on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to close, I'm going to read what we read in the breaking of bread, what we sang in the breaking of bread, and it struck my mind. Brother Dave gave this hymn, that was 196. How rich the precious blood He spilled, a ransom from the dreadful guilt of sin against our God. How perfect is the righteousness in which unspotted, beauteous dress His saints have ever stood. What a wonderful. These writers knew the divine righteousness that God has provided in believing in the precious blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not by our own righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy and Bartimaeus, He knew that it was the only way He could have mercy before God. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we thank Thee for the good news of salvation. We just pray if there is anyone tonight that still thinking that they can approach their own way to Thee, Lord, that they might settle their standing before Thee tonight before it's too late. Before the door of grace is shut up forever, there is no way for mercy. So we thank Thee for this dispensation of grace which Thou hast provided by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that there is one that had put their trust in Thee, Lord Jesus, might do so before it's too late. We ask Thy blessing upon Thy word in Thy precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.